Hi, and welcome to another podcast for CNC World. I'm your host. Now, today we are going to be talking about Tiberium Eclipse. It's a mod for Tiberium Wars, and a total conversion has been interviewed by CNCNZ. The mod leader, Kunis7, was kind enough to let us in on the progress of the mod and the information of the mod. The full interview can be read at CNCNZ. Next up is the Command and Conquer General 0 Hour Countdown. Countdown has been released by First Light Studio and is available to download by going to the ModDB page. In this version, some bugs have been fixed and more units have been added as well, such as the USA V-22 Osprey, the Chinese BM-30 Smirch, and more. Sample pictures can be viewed at moddb.com. Next up is Frank Klepecki's behind the making of the album Virtual Control. Virtual Control is the latest album released by Frank Klepecki, well-known audio artist for the Command & Conquer series. This is a solo album released in 2005. It's one of Frank's albums that you've definitely got to add to your collection. The article can be read at facebook.com. Next up is the Red Alert Synergy End of July Summary. It's been end of July, and a big update covering the month of has been posted for the Red Alert Free mod. Red Alert Synergy brings together the best of Red Alert series into one massive multiplayer unofficial expansion pack, including an updated Yuri Revenge faction with new and old technology. The latest update features some screenshots showing some of Yuri's units and structures. However, they still require some skinning work. Also, go to ModDB for the full profile. Next up is the Alternate Warfare mod. Alternate Warfare is a total conversion for Zero for Command & Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars. The team has just posted a new unique system for the unit delivery. It's called the New Unit Delivery System. It's an airfield or runway of some sort, where a plane or VTOL aircraft deploys the unit as it builds from the airfield. Again, go to ModDB for the latest update. CNC Saga has just posted the first intro, which was designed for CNC Saga there. It's available to download by going to the website or going to rapidshare.com. They have also released 4 different soundtracks called Sounds of Battle, Songs to Victory, Nightmare on the Battlefield, and The Final March. For more information and the link, go to CNCNZ. Next up, Chicken Dippus at CNC World has posted an interview with Derek 328, the new leader of CNC 2142. It's a mod that brings 2142 Battlefield to the Command & Conquer universe. It includes EU and many other factions and the new PAC, Pan-Asian Coalition. In this epic battle in the last habitable lands, a range of devastating high-tech arsenal will be available, including assault rifles, cloaking devices, and sentry guns. It's a great interview and brings up right up to the speed on this interesting mod. Also, check out the massive EU Titan. Now, for more information, it can be viewed at cncworld.org. Then we have the Unleashed model update. The Unleashed mod team has just released a new UCAC Red Attack Copter. They also announced a new competition to name the Children of the Sun units. You can vote for the names of 12 Children of the Sun units on the forums. Their voting is split into 4 sets, so make sure you vote in all of them. Pictures can be viewed at moddb.com. Well, that's all for today. Stay tuned every day for more news that the community has to offer. I'm RC401 CNC World signing off.